This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Sell time. You didn't point to me, Mike, so I didn't know the mic was on. Are you that mad at me where you're not going to point to me anymore?
You said during the break that we're enemies.
We are enemies, yes.
So apparently now we are enemies and we shall be enemies.
We are enemies, yes. But I still have to do my job. I can't just like half-ass it, like over there.
Well, I'm now going to quarter-ass it.
Speaking of quarter, Bleacher Report did their top 99 quarterbacks of all time, Michael. I'm going to give you the top 10 and you tell me if you buy or sell this list. Any guesses as to who's top 10? Because this is buy or sell today. We're going to spend our time on this.
I bet there's a lot of recency bias. Tom Brady's probably number one.
Well, yeah, and I don't think that's wrong.
They'll hopefully have Joe Montana in there and John Elway. And
do you have any guesses where John Elway lands in the top 10? I'm giving you a hint. He is in the top 10.
They'll probably make him number 10.
Nope.
Oh, good. He's above that. Mm-hmm. Are they going to make him number 7?
Mm-mm.
4.
Mm-mm.
5.
Mm-mm.
6.
Yeah. I was willing to do that the whole way through.
The whole way through?
John Elway, number 6. 2 Broncos in the top 99.
Peyton Manning.
Can you guess where he is?
I bet he's in the top 10 as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing they're going to put him at 3.
Yeah, very good. Look at you go. Here's the top 10. Let's start at 10, shall we? So number 10 on Bleacher Report's top quarterbacks of all time, number 10, Dan Marino.
No.
Why?
He should not be number 10.
He's
way too low.
He's a Hall of Famer, one-time MVP, one-time Offensive Player of the Year, 9-time Pro Bowler, which that was when it kind of meant something, 3-time All-Pro. No.
Yeah, he's got to be above that.
Oh, above? Outside of the top 10?
No, I mean, he's got to be in the top 5.
I thought you were... Okay, well, is he better than Steve Young?
Yes.
Steve Young is number 9. But he has Super Bowls, Mike. 2 MVPs.
Steve Young had a better team.
2 Super Bowls, sorry. He was an MVP. 3 Super Bowls. What am I talking about? Didn't he have 3? Yeah, 3. And he was a 2-time MVP. So I would push you back. I would push back on. I would say Steve Young over Dan Marino.
Steve Young just has the 1.
Does he really?
Yeah, Montana had the 4. Montana should be in there.
Oh yeah, Montana's there. I think he's number 2.
I wouldn't put him at number 2, but he's definitely up there.
Yeah, it's. I did think it was interesting. Well, I mean, technically, Steve was the backup to Joe Montana, though, so he does have the rings. So
yeah, but
I mean, he's got them. He's got Super Bowls.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, Brian Griese has a Super Bowl ring.
That's right, he does, doesn't he? One-time Super Bowl champ, Brian Griese.
Yeah, I think Jeff Lewis. As a Super Bowl ring.
Drew Brees coming in at number 8.
No.
Super Bowl MVP. Won a Super Bowl. 13-time Pro Bowler. Number seven.
I'd have to look at the numbers.
Number
I'm not
seven.
So sure.
Brett Favre.
Yes.
Number six, Elway. Number five, Aaron Rodgers.
Get the hell out of here.
Four-time MVP and a Super Bowl champ. MVPs, man. It means something. Number four, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, what I'm saying, recency bias.
But he has...
He's not even freaking retired. He hasn't been in the league long enough to be number four.
He has as many Super Bowls as everyone else on that list, except for Tom Brady.
Yeah, Texas El Paso.
What?
That Texas El Paso study. Go back and look at it.
Oh, my gosh. You watch him play, and you think he's the refs fix games for Patrick Mahomes.
Not on purpose, but I've fallen and I can't get up. Oh, that's a 15-yard penalty for him.
How many Super Bowls does he have now? Is it three?
Yeah, he has three.
Yeah.
But he had Andy Reid.
Didn't Joe Montana have Walsh?
He did. So you're poking holes in my argument.
Kind of.
I just want to be angry.
Number three on the list is Peyton Manning. And you're fine with Peyton Manning being three, but you have a problem with Patrick Mahomes at four.
Give Patrick Mahomes a few more years. Give him a few more years.
He's won more Super Bowls already than Peyton Manning.
Give him a few more years.
Why? If he's already got the resume, what does this is the best all-time playing, not playing, whatever. This is just, at this stage, their top 99 quarterbacks of all time.
I think also the Peyton Manning hadn't had as great of coaches as Patrick Mahomes has.
I would probably agree with you there. Manning had what? Was it Dungy, his Super Bowl coach with the Colts, and then Gary Kubiak?
Yeah. Ooh,
that was very short-lived.
He had someone after Dungy, and I don't remember who.
Was that Jim Mora Sr.?
No, that was before.
Was that before? No, that was like his rookie year, I believe.
Yeah, that was his rookie year. That was like the fourth time Jim Mora Sr. went to the playoffs, and Jim Mora Sr. has never won a playoff game.
Playoffs?
Playoffs!
Had to do it. Had to go there, Mike. It was... Wasn't he there? No, it was... come on. Caldwell. Was it Jim Caldwell? After Tony Dungy? So Manning had Jim Mora, Tony Dungy, and Jim Caldwell, I believe.
And I'm not bad-mouthing Jim Caldwell. Didn't he have, like, health issues? One of their guys had health issues. Or was that under Andrew Luck?
I think it was under Andrew Luck.
Okay.
Number two on the list, Joe Montana. And number one, Tom Brady.
I mean, I have some issues with, you know, with rankings where some people are, but overall my issues are Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes.
I don't have any issue with Patrick Mahomes at number four.
You can't put him up there. You gotta like give him more time in the league.
But he's already achieved more in the time in the time that he's played than the guys that he's above.
Well, then
he's
why don't you that. Give an honorable mention to the referees, Texas El Paso?
So when you watch Patrick Mahomes play,
I can't wait for a personal foul, a phantom personal foul to be called to give them a first down on third and 12.
You have been laying on the Broncos fandom thing a little too thick today.
I mean, everybody in the league. Texas.
Dude, you're going to sit there and tell me Patrick Mahomes is not already a top five quarterback of all time. That's insanity to me.
He's top five in the NFL right now. Let's give it some time.
No.
Finish his career.
He won three Super Bowls, Mike.
Finish his career. Let's see what happens at the end of his career.
What time does he need? Two-time MVP, three Super Bowls. Three-time Super Bowl MVP, three-time Super Bowl champion. I give him time. Most quarterbacks in NFL history don't have that resume. John Elway doesn't have that resume.
John Elway didn't have a great team most of the time.
Man, are you listening to yourself right now?
I am being a little fan.
He won the Super Bowls when he finally got Hall of Famers, and you could argue that he couldn't win the big games until he was surrounded by multiple Hall of Famers. And I'm not really saying that. John Elway's a legend. He's one of the greats. But you've got to take the glasses off, man. The orange-colored glasses are really bright in here today.
Now I can't see you.
You hate tanking because you want your team to win three games instead of two. Patrick Mahomes is no good. He needs more time. He shouldn't be
even
considered.
I'm not saying he's no good.
Where
I'm
would
just
you
saying,
put him then?
Give him the rest of his career,
dude,
and let's start talking about it.
He could retire today.
If we give him the rest of his career and he ends up being number one and I end up still being a hater, then, you know, I will begrudgingly say, damn it, I hate the fact that he's number one.
Where would you rank him? Where is he?
I will rank him outside the top 10, but just... I'm not saying that he's, you know, he's not in the top 100.
You're a bit
he
on
certainly
it.
Is a he's certainly one of the
Dude,
best quarterbacks.
He's already one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever do it.
He'll probably be a first ballot Hall of Famer unless, you know, the end of his career.
He's a first ballot Hall of Famer right now. And nothing he could do would change that.
There are some things that he could do that would change that.
No.
If he started off the season 0-7 with 20 interceptions and three touchdowns, that's not going to happen. But
sometimes quarterbacks fade, man. John Elway had some rough years early. Mahomes just really hasn't had those, even if he has them bad now. Nothing changes.
I mean, he had a veteran coach. It was helpful that he had a very great veteran coach.
Who never won a Super Bowl until he teamed up with Patrick Mahomes. So the whole Belichick-Brady thing, the stuff that Mahomes does, I think he could do with a lot of teams. And I'm not taking anything away from Andy Reid, but I don't think that's a fair assessment to say, well, he had Andy Reid. Well, Andy Reid couldn't win it with Donovan McNabb. I mean... No, I'm good with that. I'm good with that on the list. No other Broncos on the top 99.
Yeah,
I thought maybe Plummer
much.
Might crack it.
Not Jay Cutler?
No. Thought Plummer could maybe be in the 90s or so.
Yeah, I think there are too many quarterbacks out there for Jake Plummer to be there. Plus, there's all those interceptions he had when he was playing for the Cardinals. The Cardinals really ruined him.
Let's see. First Advantage text line. Yeah, I saw it. We talked about that. Yeah, thanks for the text. But yeah, we did mention Doug Moe earlier in the show. We'll check into that. I don't know. Getting a lot of text here, Mike. It didn't refresh, so we're making up here. Johnny Unitas is behind Dan Marino.
Yes, he should be. But Johnny Unitas should be high.
So, wait. You have no issue with Dan Marino at 10. And
an issue with Dan Marino at 10. Dan Marino should be higher.
Like, he should be like...
He
higher,
should be higher in the top 10.
And yet you're bitching about Mahomes at 4?
Yes.
And yet Dan Marino needs to move up the list?
I want a bigger sample size, damn it.
Dude.
I want to see a longer career. I want to see
what does it
15
matter?
Years, and then I'll Dan, bitch at him being number
Dan
4.
Dan Marino never won a Super Bowl, and you're saying he should be higher on the list. Mahomes has 3 Super Bowls, and you're saying he shouldn't be in the top 10. I don't understand that logic. I don't get that logic, man. And I know you don't feel good about this because you're second-guessing yourself right now. I mean, I can see it in your beady little
look
eyes.
Look at what the offenses in the 80s and early 90s versus the offenses now.
Somebody's got to win a Super Bowl in the 90s, too. And it wasn't Dan Marino. He wasn't doing that. Troy Aikman had no problem winning Super Bowls.
Dan Marino was tossing tutties. Left
just
and right
not,
in the 90s.
Just not in the playoffs and the Super Bowls, right?
Yeah, but like, you know who had 4 Super Bowls? Terry Bradshaw. Where's he on the list? Is he in the top 10?
No, I already read you the top 10.
4 Super Bowls.
He's number 15.
Super Bowls matter a lot.
Why are you? Yeah, that's what they play for. I know that you're the guy that likes four
win
seasons.
Why is he not in the top 10? He has more Super Bowls than John Elway. He has more Super Bowls than Dan Marino.
Michael, you are totally... take off your Broncos onesie and put big boy clothes back on.
I'm not saying put John Elway at number one.
You're just going to these extremely crazy takes here. Like, oh, well, he's got more Super Bowls. That's the only thing that they go by. They go by stats and they go by Super Bowls. Stats and Super Bowls. That's what they're mixing in. Playoff wins, awards, those kind of things. But yes, and you say it with air quotes, the Super Bowl's a big deal. That's what they play it for. That's what they do. That's why Josh Allen is not even close to top 15, top 10 in this list, because he hasn't done it. Yeah, that's what you're going to be judged on as a quarterback more than anything else, is how many Super Bowls you won. That's just the way it goes.
And that to me is kind of unfair.
Why?
Because you could be one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time and have one of the worst defenses of all time and go 11-5, not be able to make it to the Super Bowl because your franchise just can't make a great defense. Like, I don't like that argument as much.
The Super Bowl for a quarterback is the first thing we go to.
Yeah, it's the first thing we go to, but it's not fair because the quarterback isn't the entire team. The quarterback is in charge of half the team.
Dude, then you're killing your argument because I've seen Patrick Mahomes with some crap receivers somehow pull victories out 2 years ago when they were winning close games. Golly, stop with the Broncos thing, man. Just for 5 seconds, be a real boy.
John Elway didn't have great receivers either.
He didn't have Shannon Sharp? What about Rod Smith?
That was towards the end of his career.
1990 was when Shannon Sharp was drafted. John Elway retired 8 years later. So
Shannon Sharp started turning it on later.
You have an excuse built in for everything here. Wow.
Look, I'll take John Elway out of the equation. My biggest argument against Patrick Mahomes is I want to see more of his career. Before we start considering Patrick Mahomes, I want to see more of his career. I just want to see a longer sample size.
He's already done it.
I'll give Aaron Rodgers, you know, I'll give it to Aaron Rodgers. I've seen a lot of his career. Yes, it's starting to dwindle towards the end. And yes, some of it is the fact that he went to the Jets.
Mahomes could retire today, and he's number four on this list. Like, it's already in the resume. He's already done it. He's breaking records left and right. 36,000 yards, 267 touchdowns, 85 interceptions.
Dump off, screen pass, 15-yard out, dump off.
I'm starting to really think you don't watch football on Sundays.
Look, they have
I'm
game.
Seriously
he throws
starting
a
to think
great ball down
you don't
the field,
watch
but it's
football.
A different game and they
You're
throw the ball more.
You're telling me that Patrick Mahomes won Super Bowls because he was dumping it off and throwing screens?
No, but they do throw the ball more and they do throw screens more and they do dump it off a lot more. This is an argument why I could say Dan Marino was better, John Elway was better, Joe Montana was better than your average quarterback today because the passing game was completely different.
I mean, there's some truth to that because the rules changed and everything. But unfortunately, it's hard to make those direct comparisons. You can only look at when they play. And I'm telling you, I don't know what game I don't think you're watching the Chiefs. I think you're watching like a recording of like a really bad college team or something. Because Mahomes did not make his money throwing screen passes and dumping the football off to a running back.
No, I know he didn't. I know he didn't. But like I'm saying, this is what the game is. There's a lot more of that. And Patrick Mahomes does throw a great ball. Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
He sidearms it accurately. The left-handed pass.
Yes!
The two left-handed passes
Duel
that
County
I remember
says,
in...
Brady, do you have a shut-off button for his microphone? Your takes are so... Like, they keep getting worse as the show goes on today. I mean, are you okay?
My take that the passing game's completely different?
You're saying that Mahomes is... You need to see more from Mahomes before you consider him being even in the top 10.
I want to see more. I want to... top
what
10
more
today,
could you see?
If we're talking about in today's era, yeah, I'll consider
so
him.
So then take Tom Brady out, because he was in today's era, too. So Tom Brady's out of your list, too.
No,
so
Tom
you're only
Brady's
going to give
over.
It to 90s. You're only going with 90s quarterbacks because that's when football was bringing in the ratings, bro. That's where you're going, is that. Tom Brady was in, yeah, 100% Tom Brady was a part of the rule changes in the NFL.
Yeah, he was.
Most of his career.
Actually, I think some of the rule changes happened when Tom Brady and the Patriots beat the Colts.
There was the Tuck rule that was changed with Brady, but there was also... 2006 was when the rules changed for defenses. Yeah. Michael, this is a rough go for you, man. Give me something you want to be right about. Give me something easy. What can I do?
I'm just saying the game's different. You can't play. And this is like an all-time thing. So you're comparing offense back then versus offense today.
It is
offense
what it is
different.
Man.
It's different. It's
like saying,
I just don't like that.
It's like saying Michael Jordan is better than, it's like saying Kobe Bryant is better than Larry Bird. It's hard to do that, but some do it. And you look at numbers, you look at stats, you look at titles, you look at all that stuff. It's hard to compare eras, but you're pissing Faith off now, Mike. So basically, Michael is anti any new age quarterback. Does he watch current NFL?
I'm not anti new age quarterback. I'm saying the game is different. It's hard to. I probably shouldn't have leaned so much into the they're dumping every pass off because they're not.
Yeah, because that's not it.
They throw some nice balls down the field that are accurate, but a lot of those passing yards, a lot of them are screen passes. You throw a lot more screen passes.
That's just not. What makes that's just not the majority of Mahomes' passes, though. I mean, maybe last year you saw desperation, weird calls and stuff, but it's just not what I see when I'm watching Patrick Mahomes play football. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Should we go back to talking about the luge, Mike? I'm trying to find you some. I need you to just hit one out to just a little base hit. Nothing. Just get you going again. Get you some momentum. You know?
You guys just don't understand. And also, I don't communicate well.
Mm-hmm.
If it's modern-day quarterback, I'll put him in the top 10. Overall, I just want to see more of his career. I want to see more of that career. Then I'll consider it.
I don't know. Who you are.
That's just what I'm saying. I'm saying I want to see more of that career.
This is when I know your Broncos love has just, it's warped your mind, Mike.
Because I'm not putting the Broncos, any Broncos quarterbacks current day right now in the top 100. They're not in the top 100 right now. I haven't seen enough for you to be in the top 100.
Agreed. Well, Patrick Surtain might be a top 100 cornerback.
Not quarterback.
Oh, you're saying current NFL quarterbacks that Broncos? Yeah, duh. You're not going to put any current Broncos quarterbacks in the top 100.
Yeah. I'm like.
I thought you were just talking about players.
Like, of the modern day, I'm not putting Broncos quarterbacks.
There's
none. Current Broncos quarterback. Like playing right now, other than Peyton Manning, I'm not putting any of them in the modern day, and I'm talking about like phase three after 90.
That's your first base little hit there. That's your little single right there. Just saying, because obviously Bo Nix is not a top 100 quarterback.
Not yet.
Obviously Russell Wilson, while he played for, he is in the top 100, top 99. Russell Wilson is.
He would have been. But
he is.
Seeing him the last few years, I think. We're seeing that maybe he's not what he used to be. Maybe he was more the backyard guy.
Texter says, yeah, Michael fell off the boat a little bit today.
The boat.
This take I can't get behind, Michael. Games evolve in all sports just like people. Do you want to stay the same as you were as a kid?
No, I don't mind the game evolving.
But by your standards, you're saying, no, nobody during the new era, like, we're going to hold them on, we're going to put way more, it's going to be way more difficult for them to crack a top 10 list because they played in 2006 and beyond. That's hard to do that. Because then by that, we should.
I'm not complaining that Tom Brady is number one. I hate Tom Brady with an absolute passion. Now that he owns the Raiders, I hate him even more. But I can't say that he's not number one. And he played in this new era.
Mm-hmm. And Mahomes has half as many Super Bowls as him, which not a lot of other quarterbacks can say they even have one.
I'd like to see more. My thing is I want to see more of that career.
He's already got
to see more of it.
You agreed with Brett Favre on the list. You
agreed
with him at number 7.
His career has ended. I've seen a lot of that career. That career was good. He had the one Super Bowl. Probably should have gone to the other Super Bowl.
Dude, I'm telling you, again, let me just say it one more time. If Mahomes retired today, those numbers are good enough for first ballot Hall of Fame. And he's done. Like, he's already top 5. Like,
yeah,
if today. He, you don't need to see
first
anymore.
First ballot Hall of Fame, but I want to see the rest, what he does in the rest of his career. Let's see what he does in the rest of his career. Is he going to continue to be good?
Dude, he's already had a Hall of Fame career. He's already had it. It's already there. He's already had a top 5 quarterback of all time career.
Yeah, but he could always ruin it. He could always ruin it.
No, he couldn't. He could be the worst quarterback in the world in the next 5 years, and he'd still be a first ballot Hall of Fame.
Well, he's already done it. Remember you said that if,
dude,
on the off chance, he just starts sucking really, really hard.
It's okay.
And I'm saying on the off chance, because I don't think he's going to take a dramatic downhill slide after last year. I think he's going to be all right.
Well, I mean, he was all right last year, actually. I mean, even with as bad as the Chiefs were, he was still top 12. They were bad, and he was bad, but he was still like one of the uppers there behind guys like Allen and Baker, Herbert. I mean, Bo had a better year than him, but he was still, you know, up there. So 22 touchdowns, 11 picks, 3,500 yards passing, 62% passer completion. So even in a bad year, Mahomes was still pretty much top 10. 32 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show. Powered by Mosquito Joe. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
All year, you heard the Broncos, the Nuggets, the Avalanche, the Rockies, the NCAA, and the NFL on KFKA. And we aren't changing anytime soon. We have the sports broadcast you need on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Computer didn't like my take either. Screw you! I like Patrick Mahomes.
I've had those days where I feel like all of my takes are just not clicking with the texters or peers or whatever, and you're definitely on one of those days right now.
So my Patrick Mahomes argument...
And this is a decent one. I'll give you this, and I have a counter for it, but go ahead.
So I have an argument. I have arguments for and against Terrell Davis mm-hmm. being in the Hall of Fame. And one of the arguments against Terrell Davis being in the Hall of Fame is... He just didn't have a long enough career. Yes, he was so dominant those years he played, but it just wasn't that long of a career. We've seen running backs be dominant and then, you know, suddenly drop off. Like, I want to see a few more years of Patrick Mahomes. I want to see more of that.
But
kind of like Terrell Davis. I would be more, and this is me, Broncos fan,
yeah.
I would be more comfortable with Terrell Davis being in the Hall of Fame if he had had a longer career. Give him three more years of that dominance. Yeah.
No, I get you. And that was actually one of my arguments against TD getting in. I actually reversed course on that because I just believe he was so ridiculously good. I mean, they don't win. Elway doesn't win Super Bowls without TD. I mean, he was the man of that of those two teams. Like, it was Terrell Davis. So I've kind of reversed course a little bit on that. I guess with quarterbacks, you get more credit if you win Super Bowls. You get more criticism if you don't.
And I don't think you should.
Dan Marino gets more criticism because he didn't win a Super Bowl. He gets a lot of respect. I mean, he's definitely the greatest quarterback in the world that didn't win a Super Bowl. I think we could probably agree on that.
And I would say if it weren't for Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, I might have Dan Marino at number one.
Oh, wow. No. No. Ew. No.
Come at me.
I watched the Broncos beat the out of him in the playoffs late in his career.
Yeah, that was very late in his career when
he didn't have
much of a team.
It was late in John's career, too.
And then, yeah, the year after that, oh, my God. His very last game.
I'm just saying, man, like quarterbacks get more criticism if they don't win one, and they get more of the, more of the credit if they win a Super Bowl. So and like Terrell Davis winning two Super Bowls, a lot of the credit still goes to John Elway. Patrick Mahomes winning three Super Bowls, he still leads in that credit department. And rightfully so. I mean, he's been the best player for the Chiefs during all of these runs by far.
But who won the Super Bowl in Super Bowl 48? Was it the Seattle Seahawks offense or was it the Seattle Seahawks defense? I would argue that it was the Seattle Seahawks defense because of how dominant they were, how much of a great game plan they had.
Depends on the year.
The Broncos were just not good. 8 points. 8 points in that game. The Seahawks played so well, and they scored in all three phases.
Yeah, that was a terrible game.
We're
late on the clock here.
I'm getting bad memories coming back.
I don't know why you're doing this to yourself, man. You're just making a bad day of takes worse by bringing up really bad memories. I'm not sure why you're doing that to yourself, man. You deserve not much better, but you deserve a little better.
I'm going to become an alcoholic now. Yeah, where's my Mountain Dew?
Probably should. 41 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. Glad you guys could be with us here today. Tomorrow, when we have more time, I want to get into the tanking thing, because Mark Cuban is going off on social media. He's like doubling down, throwing different takes out there. I think it's a weird take from like a partial owner, and I know he sold off some of it, but now he's looking to get back in. It's refreshing, but an odd take at the same time. And he had said, again, Mark Cuban, why the NBA should embrace tanking. Here's the part that really bugs me. When fans go to the games, it's about the experience. Few can remember the score from the last game they saw or went to. They can't remember the dunks or shots. What they remember is who they were with, their family, friends, a date. That's what makes the experience special. Some, sure. But when we're saying fans, we're not saying random Joe doesn't even really like the team, but he bought tickets because he thought it'd be a cool date night, whatever, goes to a game. Sure, it's about who you're with. And I agree. A lot of that's true. I remember going to games with my dad and my brother, and I cherish those times so much. But I can tell you so many different moments and games that stood out to me. So I kind of find that a little offensive toward the fans. Like, fans don't even really know what the score is. They never remember key shots. Most of them do. So I want to get into this a little bit more. Fans know their team can't win every game, he says. They know only one team can win a ring. What fan that care about their team's record want is hope? Well, and I say I get the hope thing. That's my whole argument on would you rather have three wins or two, but two gets you number one pick. That's hope. Three wins is no hope because you're top five. it's a roundabout argument. Michael and I aren't going there anymore because I really feel bad. I feel bad for him.
I feel bad for you.
No one agrees with you, man. Give it up. They can't remember the dunks or shots. Dude, I remember. There's a lot of Nuggets fans that could tell you a lot of great plays from Joker. He does it so often, they do kind of all run together.
That's why you can't remember them.
This idea that you don't know the score and you don't remember the games you're going to, I don't buy into. I think the NBA tanking is a little bit more difficult, a little more complicated than the NFL's. If it's 1 week you have to put up with tanking in the NFL, that's fine. The NBA can sometimes be an entire, you know, half of a season, and if not more. And that can be difficult to take. 49 minutes after the hour, what did we learn? Coming up next, it's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. We'll be right back.
The Hall of Fame Preps Talk. Listen to Coach speak. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
What did we learn today? We did learn that legendary Denver Nuggets coach, former Denver Nuggets coach Doug Moe, has died at the age of 87. That's a bummer there. No doubt about it. One of the greats in Nuggets history. But be careful making lists because Michael had a hard time with that one today. We learned that. Michael apparently needs to see more from Patrick Mahomes to consider him a top quarterback in NFL history.
Look, if he falls off that cliff, if he just suddenly falls off that cliff, starts having a bad career, then is that going to hurt his Hall of Fame chances?
No.
Apparently not, according to you.
His resume is already better than John Elway's, and John Elway's number six.
We don't have enough time. We'll yell at each other off.
No, we're done with this. You think Patrick Mahomes isn't good enough to be first ballot Hall of Famer?
I'm just saying I want to see more. I want to see more.
I'm not sure what else he could do to show you, Mr. Football Elitist. Three Super Bowls, all the MVPs, not enough. All right, that'll do it for us. Michael and I are going to take a long, long break from each other. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.